Yeah. I was playing the foot up here. Off the hole up there in the floor. Hallelujah. Yeah.
Amen.
Good job.
I don't know if I'm doing after that one or not.
Oh, that was good.
Yeah, that was good.
Amen.
You don't have room up here.
I'm telling you.
That's all right.
Yeah,
well,
I can't
Amen.
See no further.
We
do this in here.
No, this
no church. We get a bigger church. I don't know how in the world we're going to contain ourselves. You imagine people running around in here?
Yeah.
Hey, man. Because
I ain't been here in a while. I was supposed to bring this to church. It was Mark's uncle passed away.
Okay.
That's from his mom. If you want to read it,
all right.
There.
All righty. When we traveled our last mile, and he says, "Come in, my child, and we'll be glad."
The joy of the Lord for nothing, amen.
That's right. Sure.
Hallelujah. Amen. Ain't sang a lick, but thank God I don't have to. We got plenty. Amen.
Sounding good this morning.
Real good, yeah. I agree. Amen. I'd never heard that song, Brother Eric's song.
Really?
Yeah.
We used to
it. Amen. I like it. We'll be glad.
Yeah.
I remember that song, "Old Say, But I'm Glad, I'm Glad."
Y'all just listen to the words of this song. It's been a while since I've sung it, so it's no different.
Bless the Lord.
When the sea
Good job.
Patrick's got one for us this morning.
Patrick Jones.
Hang on, what did I
change it up here?
Hey. All right. Amen. Hallelujah. It's like, get on here. I didn't know Lucy was going to get on.
We got the most talent in this church.
We do. We do, Sister Carolyn. I thank God. Amen. He is going in for a close-up.
Yeah, I have to get Lucy. She's so small.
Amen. Precious.
Yeah. At the church tomorrow, though.
You ain't kidding, brother. Small but precious. Bless them, Lord.
Yeah. Bless him, Lord.
She's better
than me. Bless you, Jesus.
Coming for to carry me home. Swing low,
yeah,
sweet
chariot. It's hot.
Coming for to carry me home.
Hang it, Lucy.
I looked over Jordan. What did I see?
Woo!
Coming for to carry me home.
Hallelujah.
A band of angels are coming after me. Coming for to carry me home. Swing low, sweet chariot. Coming for to carry me home. Swing low,
yes,
sweet chariot. Coming for to carry me home.
Bless the Lord. I got an angel.
Sometimes
that's me.
Down, and sometimes I feel alone.
Right.
But I know my soul is heaven
bound.
Yeah. It's gonna carry me home.
Yeah,
swing low,
good.
Sweet chariot, coming for to carry me home.
Thank you, Lucy.
Swing low. Coming for to carry me home.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Well, if you get there before I do, just make yourself at home.
Hang in!
And tell friends I'm coming to. And tell them that it won't be long. Sweet home, sweet chariot, coming for to carry me home. Sweet home, sweet chariot, coming for to carry me home. Swing low, sweet chariot, coming for to carry me home. Swing low, sweet chariot,
yes,
coming for to carry me home. Coming for to carry me home. Coming for to carry me home.
Hallelujah. Good job.
I don't know if y'all
know
about, but she never missed a word.
That's right, buddy. Hey, man, we got a bunch coming up.
Good job.
Good crop.
Never missed a word.
No, sir. No, sir.
We got a good crop coming up, Brother Ed.
Yep.
Good seed.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
That's right. Carolyn gets the sore throat, she can step right in her place.
Amen.
Oh, I would like to mention before we get started, we're going to have a
paint day.
We need to be on a Saturday when Danny and Donnie.
Oh, my. Amen. That was
any other men here, because we've got some staining to do, the post, and we've got got some standing to do out front, so we will keep you informed.
Let us know. Only ability I got's availability. We're done?
We're done.
All right.
Done singing.
Well, I'll say right now, I enjoyed the singing.
Oh, yeah. Amen.
And I'll tell you right now, buddy, that's good singing. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Man, me and my granddaughter, back when I pastored a church up in Summers, up in Columbia, we'd sing that song when the saints go marching in, all the way up and all the way back. It was our favorite song. We didn't know the words to it. We just sing it by the letter, wear back and let her go. We was making up a lot of stuff, too. But that is her favorite song. If she ever does come, don't hold against me if I request y'all singing that, because she loves it. And I love it. The first thing I thought of was her. She's over there and we're laughing, trying to remember the words, you know, and we'll just make up something, you know, and it kind of fit. We go with it. But I appreciate you singing this morning. And amen. I'm like Brother Eric there. Praise God. It is going to be joyful when we get home. And you know, it may be trying here. It may be difficult here. But this ain't our home. We're going home one day.
Amen.
Hallelujah. I'll take my first flight. It'll be my heavenly flight. I won't have no trouble at all. And I'm looking forward to taking my flight. Amen. I got a card here from Miranda. Was it Mark's aunt? Am I getting that right?
It was from his mom.
His grandmother. Mark's grandmother passed away a while back, and she sent this card. And did I get it right?
My uncle passed away. The letter is from my grandmother.
Okay, Mark's uncle. I'll get that right here in a minute. She said it's been a while back.
Yeah.
And I want to read this letter from my. I'm afraid of even naming it now, from my uncle, grandfather. I get anywhere close. Says thank you, Landmark Baptist Church, for the gift you sent. In memory of Bob Myers, we greatly appreciate your thoughts, your prayers, and your kindness. Love, Kay Curtis, Sue, Myers, Donna Hopkins, and family. And you know, little things are big things when you do it. And this little church is good about doing it. And I praise God for this little church. And we'll catch up with them. We'll catch up with them. Down here, we got no continuing city.
That's right.
According to Hebrews chapter 13, verse 14. So don't drive your tent stakes too deep. I'm just telling you, we ain't going to stay here all that long. Amen.
Amen.
And let me say this real quick. I know we're probably all in a hurry. I'm not. But let me throw this in real quick. We got this letter. It's from Brother Lee Watts. He's a military man. He's a good Christian man. He works in our government. He works up at the Capitol up in Lexington, just kind of keep them in line. And he puts out these pages, these papers, give us update. I'm just going to read part of it for sake of time. But also back there, going out the back door, there's some signs where he's running for Congress. If you don't want to waste a vote, why, vote for old Brother Lee Watts. He's a good man. He's a good preacher. Very compassionate man. I can't say I ever seen him preach. He didn't cry. And I'm kind of jealous. I wish I could shed a tear. He's a very compassionate man. I'm just going to read a very few excerpts from this. He says, praise the Lord, shame on the devil, close the border, open the pipeline. He said that about it covers everything, but since it'd be really a short newsletter, he said, here's what's going on in the ministry. And he's talking about how they're fighting for life. Make Kentucky, you know, pro-life. And he talked about spending many hours praying with the legislators and trying to encourage them to defend life and how rewarding it is to see that God's answering those prayers. He said maybe we should have been praying about lower gas prices along with that. But he says down there at the bottom, he said, I hope you'll continue to pray for those that are in authority. The ministry also has allowed me to work with several of those who are seeking office. I hope every conservative will be sure to vote in the primary election on May the 17th. And Lee, only Lee can say this. He says, if you're not a conservative, then just mail your absentee ballots to me and I'll be sure that they get in. Amen.
Amen.
I'm Brother Lee Watts, but he's a good guy, really is. I got a lot of confidence in him, and I'm sorry to say I don't have a lot of confidence in our government, but right now we're just going to have to make do with it until we get some better ones in there. You know, I have to admit, they could do better. I wish they would. All right, we're going to, let's see what else did I have to say here. I want to get right into it. Let's get right into it. How about that? Luke chapter 23. That's what it is. I know what it is. Daylight saving time is next Sunday. And Easter's coming up next month. April the 17th is Easter. I want to work in a communion service sometime between now and April the 17th. And I'm preaching this morning about Calvary. One reason I don't never want to forget that He died for me.
Yeah.
I don't never want to forget that He gave His life a ransom for me. I was in over my head, in trouble. We're going to start our reading in Luke 23, verse 13. Now, I'm going to read quite a bit of Scripture, but I'm not going to preach it long. So bear with me. Listen to these verses. I thank God these verses are in the Bible. Luke chapter 23, verse number 13. And Pilate, when he had called together the chief priests and the rulers and the people, said unto them, ye have brought this man unto me as one that perverteth the people. And behold, I, having examined him before you, have found no fault in this man, touching those things whereof you accuse him. Nor yet Herod, for I sent you to him, and lo, nothing worthy of death is done unto him. I will therefore chastise him and release him. For of necessity he must release one unto them at the feast. And they cried out all at once, saying, away with this man, and release unto us Barabbas, who was for a certain sedition made in the city and for murder was cast into prison. Pilate, therefore, willing to release Jesus, spake again to them, but they cried, saying, crucify him, crucify him. And he said unto them the third time, why, what evil hath he done? I have found no cause of death in him.
Right.
I will therefore chastise him and let him go. And they were instant with loud voices requiring that he might be crucified. And the voices of them and of the chief priests prevailed. And Pilate gave sentence that it should be as they required. And they released unto them him that for sedition and murder was cast into prison, whom they had desired, but he delivered Jesus to their will. And as they led him away, they laid hold upon one Simon, a Cyrenian, coming out of the country, and on him they laid the cross. Get that word, the cross. Don't ever forget the cross. That he might bear it after Jesus. And there followed him a great company of people and of women, which also bewailed and lamented him. But Jesus, turning unto them, said, daughters of Jerusalem, weep not for me, but weep for yourselves and for your children. For behold, the days are coming, and they're here. They're here. Which they shall say, blessed are the barren and the wombs that never bear. I guess that for sure is where we're at. And the paps which never gave suck. Then shall they begin to say to the mountains, fall on us, and to the hills, cover us. For if they do these things in a green tree, what shall be done in the dry? And there were also two other malefactors led with him to be put to death.
Yeah.
When they were come to the place which is called Calvary, there they crucified him, the malefactor, one on the right hand and the other on the left. Don't forget the cross. Don't forget Calvary.
Amen.
Then said Jesus, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. And they parted his raiment and cast lots. And the people stood beholding. And the rulers also with them derided him, saying, he saved others, let him save himself, if he be Christ, the chosen of God. And the soldiers also mocked him, coming to him and offering him vinegar, and saying, if thou be the king of the Jews, save thyself. And a superscription also was written over him in letters of Greek and Latin and Hebrew, this is the king of the Jews. And one of the malefactors which were hanged railed on him, saying, if thou be Christ, save thyself and us. But the other answering rebuked him, saying, doest not thou fear God, seeing thou art in the same condemnation? We indeed justly, for we receive the due reward of our deeds. But this man, don't forget, this man hath done nothing amiss. And he said unto Jesus, Lord, remember me when thou comest into thy kingdom. And Jesus said unto him, verily I say unto you, today shalt thou be with me in paradise. And it was about the sixth hour, and there was a darkness all over the earth until the ninth hour. And the sun was darkened, and the veil of the temple was rent in the midst. And when Jesus had cried with a loud voice, he said, Father, into thy hands I commend my spirit.
Hey.
And having said thus, he gave up the ghost. Now when the centurion saw what was done, he glorified God, saying, certainly this was a righteous man, and all the people that came together, beholding the things which were done, smote their breasts and returned. And all his acquaintance, the women that followed him from Galilee, stood afar off beholding these things. And behold, there was a man named Joseph, a counselor, and he was a good man and a just. The same had not consented to the counsel and the deed of him. He was of Arimathea, a city of the Jews, who also himself waited for the kingdom of God. This man went to Pilate and begged the body of Jesus. And he took it down and wrapped it in linen and laid it in a sepulchre that was hewn in stone, wherein never man before was laid. We're preaching today, and this will be a difficult message. I'll do my best with it. I'm preaching today on God died for me.
Yes.
I actually wanted to title this message over my dead body. I really wanted to. You'll get that in this message as I'm preaching today. But I want you to know God died for me.
Yes, he did.
It wasn't no accident. We'll go to God in prayer. Father, we thank you, Lord, for what we've read, for what we know in our heart, for, Lord, what we feel in our heart. We thank you for it. Lord, we ask your help this morning, what time we've got, Lord, to help us, Lord, to convey this thought, Lord, of the truth of the matter about, Lord, your sacrifice you gave at Calvary. Lord, of the great price it was paid so that sins could be forgiven, so that souls could be saved. Help us, I pray, in this message. We give you praise and glory. Ask it in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Like I said, I'm preaching today. God died for me. A lot of people don't associate Jesus with being God. And don't think that's strange. You're not alone if you do. But you know that parable of the Good Samaritan, it ends with these words right here, go and do thou likewise, in Luke chapter 10, verse 37. And I picked up a man yesterday walking on the highway. His name was Mike. And Mike, he didn't understand a lot. But we had a good conversation. I bought his breakfast. I gave him some money. Had prayer with him before I let him go. Just done what I could to help him. He cried from the time I picked him up to the time I let him out. We talked about some pretty choice things concerning Jesus, the Bible.
Amen.
And I'm hoping to share with you even here this morning. And, you know, God, he ministered to Mike.
Yeah.
In a mighty way, he ministered to him. But if Jesus willingly died for me, and he did, I should be willing to live for him, and you should. Amen.
Amen.
Let me tell you, buddy, there's a war is going on right now, but there's not no war going on in my soul. There was a time when old Brother Eddie, I'm telling you right now, I was having a battle on the inside, but I don't have that no more. There might be some on the outside, but there's none on the inside. Now, when I say that God died for me, I'm telling you today that Jesus was God. The Bible says, it's a great mystery. It said, without controversy, great is the mystery of godliness. In 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 16, God was manifested in the flesh, justified in the spirit, beheld of angels, received in the world, and caught up in the glory. I mean, I quote that all exactly right. Here's the most important part about that verse. God was manifested in the flesh. The disciples one day said, Lord, show us the Father. He said, if I've been so long with you, he said, if you've seen me, you've seen the Father. Jesus is the express image of the invisible God. Brother Jimmy, you'll never see God apart from Jesus Christ. He's God incarnate.
That's right.
Now, bear with me in this message. This is a little difficult message to understand and to deliver too. But Jesus is the express image of the invisible God. Colossians chapter 1 verse 15. John chapter 1 verse 1 says, in the beginning was the Word. The Word was with God. And the Word was God. Verse 14 is capital letters. Verse 14 says, and the Word became flesh, and we beheld Him as the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. The Word was God. The Word became flesh. Jesus came down here, nothing less than God.
Amen.
Done the works of God. Come down here to do a work that only God could do. Thank God He did. Amen. I mean, He endured such contradiction of sinners against Himself, but praise God, He was successful. And listen, the Bible says in Isaiah chapter 45, verse 22, pay attention to this. Look unto me and be ye saved, all the ends of the earth, for I am God. And there is none else. Did you get that?
Right.
Amen.
He said that unto me every knee shall bow and every tongue shall swear. And you can read over there that at the name of Jesus every knee would bow and every tongue would confess that He's Lord. In Philippians chapter 2 verse 10 through 11. In Romans chapter 14 verse 11. And listen, God came down here and you know what they did? They hated Him.
Yes, that's right. Amen.
They kind of summed it up like this, Brother Dan. They said, we're doing okay till you showed up. You know, we're doing pretty good, but what about when Jesus shows up?
That's right.
How are we going to do then?
Yeah.
I'm glad I'm ready to meet Him.
Amen.
I'm looking forward to Him showing up, because that's when I'm leaving.
That's right.
Brother Eric, I'm like you, buddy. We'll make that flight. I don't know if it's the wings or we'll be carried. I just know one thing. I'm leaving out.
Right.
Hallelujah.
Yeah.
And I'm telling you, buddy, I ain't looking back like Lot's wife. I'm looking up. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen. And you know, I would kind of like to be alive when the Lord comes, but I'll take it either way.
Yeah.
Well, I couldn't die if I wanted to. Eternal life is eternal life. There's no death in it. Jesus said in John chapter 11, He said, I am the resurrection. He that believeth on me, and I do, shall never die. And I'm not going to. Biggest lie I'll ever be told, sir. If you read an obituary and it says, Brother Eddie died, you go up and tell him, say, this is a lie. Right. And I know where to wait. Now I got a tire fixed on my wife's car. I think it was Saturday, Friday or Saturday. Heck, I don't know. Probably Friday. Yeah, probably was. Anyway, I'm sitting there and I'm talking to this girl. You know me, I'm making a beeline and talking about the Lord. And when I told her that tale about that deer jumping off that bridge, she said, "Are you Brother Eddie?" And I mean, we've been sitting here talking. It's been a long time since I've seen Debbie. She's from California. And, you know, we're just kind of getting a conversation going. She's talking about deer and showing me pictures of deer. And I started telling about a deer jumping off a bridge. She said, "Are you Brother Eddie?" I said, "I am what's left of him." But, you know, she hadn't been there in a long time. And I look different. She looked different. But boy, we got on the right page when you said, "Brother Eddie." Yeah, man. Brother Eddie, buddy. Hey, it was good to see her. Amen. And hallelujah. I'm glad there is somewhere that we can get on the same page. Right.
Amen. Amen. Bless
you. Hallelujah. Man, I'm telling you what. God came down, Brother Ed. He didn't mince his words, but he started casting out devils.
Yes, he did.
Hey, he started healing people. Yes. He started, I'm telling you, buddy, making people couldn't walk again, making people couldn't hear again, yes. Making people couldn't see again. He made crooked straight. Hey, he done everything that God does. Amen.
Amen.
I'm telling you, buddy, they hated him. Did you notice they smote him? Luke 22, verse 63. I didn't read that. Yeah, I did. No, I didn't read. I read Luke 23. Luke 22, verse 63. And the men that held Jesus mocked him and smote him. We're talking about hitting God. They just better be glad he didn't hit back.
Right.
They spake against him. Look at verse 65. And many other things blasphemously spake they against him. They spit in his face. You'll have to find that in Matthew chapter 26, verse number 67. And they stripped him. Luke 23:34. We're talking about God here. God allowed every bit of this to happen because there wasn't no other way. But as they were nailing him to the cross, he prays, "Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do." In verse number 34. He gave himself into their hands. Matthew 26:45. And you know what? He in Isaiah chapter 50, verse number 10, I believe it is. No, verse number 6. He gave his back to the smiters. They laid stripes on his back. His cheeks to them that pluck off the hair. Now, Brother Danny got a pretty good sized beard back there. It wouldn't feel good if I went back there and got a big handful of it and just jerked it. I'm just telling you, he allowed that. We're talking about God here. He gave his face to spitting. You see, he's Abraham's lamb.
Yes.
Abraham told his son Isaac, Genesis 22, verse 8, when Isaac asked his father, "Where's the lamb?" Abraham said the most profound thing, Brother Jerry. He said, "God will provide Himself a lamb." John Baptist seen Jesus, said, "Behold the lamb." There was a more truthful statement. But here He is, the lamb that Jesus Himself said in John chapter 8, verse 56, that Abraham rejoiced to see His day. And then he went on to say, Brother Eric, he said, and he saw it.
Yeah.
Amen. Abraham back there in Genesis 22, and he saw that Jesus was going to be that Lamb of God.
Yeah.
And here he is, Brother Donnie. He's fully God. I mean, he can stop this thing at any time.
Yeah, right.
It's not like anything that's ever happened on this earth. Mm-hmm. And you know, he's dying now. The sacrificial Lamb of God. There's darkness on the earth. There's earthquake. Rocks are breaking. Graves are opening. The veil of the temple is ripped from the top to the bottom. Many are afraid. They're saying, "Truly, this was the Son of God." Luke, Matthew 27, verse 51 through 54. Got something here on the back here. Now, I said I'd like to preach this message over my dead body. When Jesus come down here, He said, "I'm above, you're from beneath." You know, they kind of put Him on the spot one day, Sister Bonnie. And they said, by what authority do us all these things? And he thought he'd play a little game. I mean, you know, God does laugh. You can read that in Psalms chapter 2. God from heaven laughs at the sinners down here, and commands men to repent. They don't do it, but he commands them to. Anyway, he thought he'd have him a little fun.
Yeah.
So several, he asked them a question. He said, the baptism of John, he said, was it from heaven or was it of men? They looked around and said, we say of heaven, then we'll have to confess. We need to believe them. We say of men, they'll stone us. They feared the people. They said, we can't answer. Right. He said, well, neither answer I you. I'm just telling you, God was playing chess and they's playing checkers.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, but it wasn't like God was at loss at any time. This was the plan of God. There was no other way, Brother Ed, to bail out sinners like you and me except Jesus come down here and take our place and die in our stead. And I want you to know, as they stripped him of his raiment and his nailed the nails in his hands, he's praying, Father, forgive them. They know not what they do. We're not much further than that today, Miranda. We know so little about what he did for us. Oh my. He gave his life for us so that we could have eternal life. You know, I've given blood before, Sister Joanne, but the blood donor saved my life. Amen. I'm telling you, buddy, hallelujah. He shed his blood so that I could have eternal life, and he freely allowed this to happen. When I said over my dead body, hey, listen, he had to run the gauntlet while he was alive.
Yeah. Amen.
And after he is dead, Pilate said, died so quickly. Well, you could live a pretty good while on the cross. But Patrick, they designed that thing where he'd suffer. But now this is before the Passover, so they'd kill him so they wouldn't go beyond this day. That's why they break the legs of another two. Jesus was dead already. But when he was dead, Brother Eric, Joseph of Arimathea, he not only went and begged the body of Jesus, put that body in a tomb where never a man laid.
Yeah.
But then the old devil showed up, and I guess he got his corner. He said, you mind checking, make sure he's good and dead? Brother Ed, I can see this corner of the devil, and I'm paraphrasing here, but I'm telling you, he got a good going over. He said, yeah, he's dead. And he was.
That's
for 3 days.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, buddy.
Right.
For 3 days, he's in the tomb. And I guess the devil probably sweating off biggest bowling balls, I don't know. He sure is dead. He's dead. He's dead.
Yeah.
On that third day, praise God for Easter. Amen. He got up. If he didn't get up, we ain't going nowhere. I'll tell you that. Paul said, Christ came out of heaven from the dead. He said, we're still in our sin. Let's eat and drink to be mad. For tomorrow we die. But I'm not going to die. I've got eternal life. I'm telling you, glory to God. My God, for his sacrifice.
Amen.
After that devil was sure Jesus was dead, he got a little relaxed.
Yeah.
Like I said, I like to preach this message over my dead body because it looked like that Jesus had lost Bonnie. We already knew enough about the Word of God, about the prophecy. Now, I wasn't back then. I know it from having the Bible. Now, they didn't know back then. Bear with me here a little bit.
Yeah.
But anyway, on that third day, he got up. Death couldn't hold him. And the coroner had to say, I know he's dead. I don't know what means he lived. You know that boy in John chapter 8? He said, well, he's a sinner or not. I know not. All I know is that I'm blind now. See, I'm sometimes you just can't explain what's going on. And that coroner said, he was dead. But what means he lived, I don't know. But he's alive.
Amen.
Hallelujah. He just wanted to borrow a day. He didn't need one. You know what I mean?
Amen.
Hallelujah. Hey.
Yeah.
Over my dead body.
Yeah.
Woo! Jude, verse number 9. Said there was a little bit of a dispute made, Brother Danny.
Yeah.
Over the body of Moses. Between Michael, archangel, and the devil.
Yeah.
The devil wanted the body of Moses, but he couldn't get it because there was a little bit of dispute made. You talking about a dispute? Can you imagine the dispute over the body of Jesus?
Oh, amen.
I mean, the devil scared to death. The Bible said in James chapter 2, verse 19, that the devil's fear of God and trembles.
Yes.
I know why they tremble, because they come back to life.
That's right.
They said, are you sure he's dead?
Yeah.
Amen.
That's right.
And I'm kind of enjoying this. Hey, get the clock here for a minute. Can I hear it? Are you sure he's dead? I can see the devil reach out. Touch Jesus. Jerk that hand back. You know how it is.
Good shots up there.
Right there. They're good?
Yeah.
I'm glad I'm saved, amen.
Yeah.
I'm about to have a song called He Lives. I can face tomorrow. Listen, I'm telling you, he didn't just die. Glory to God. He got up.
Amen.
I ain't even got to the point of this message. I'm just trying y'all to understand that God died for you.
Yes, right.
He died. He paid the price that no one else could pay.
Right.
Nobody's got enough money. Nobody's got enough gold. No. Nobody's got enough power.
Right. Amen.
In Hebrews chapter 10, verse 5, Brother Mitchell, it says, a body thou hast prepared me.
Amen.
This wasn't no accident.
Nope.
This body was made just so Jesus could die for you and me.
Right.
God took the occupancy of that body. And I want you to know, here He is, no less than God, in a fleshly body. He's letting men drive nails in His hands. He's praying, God, forgive them. I don't know what they're doing. Amen.
Amen.
You want to know how far that prayer went? Ephesians chapter 4, verse 32.
That's right.
Even as God, for Christ's sake,
yes,
has forgiven us. I might have been born stupid, but I got born again. Amen. I'm telling you right now, I ain't stupid no more.
Amen.
Man, I know in whom I have believed.
Yeah.
Oh my. Listen, not only did He die for us, but they gave up on Him.
That's right.
Luke 24, verse 11.
Yeah.
Here come the report. Their words seemed to them as idle tales, and they believed them not.
Yeah.
Now listen, He didn't just die. But Brother Ed, they couldn't believe that He got up. These are His disciples, Bonnie.
Yeah.
These are men been with Him. He's taught them and trained them. They've seen Him do the miracles.
Yeah.
They said, we were eyewitnesses of His majesty.
Amen.
They heard the voice from heaven. They saw the devils rumbling out of their shoes trying to get out of there. They believed not. Two was walking on Emmaus Road, and he joined them, and they knew him not. You know why they didn't know him?
Yeah.
You know why they didn't know him, sir? They wasn't looking for him.
That's right.
You know, if you're looking for somebody, they don't just walk up and you make acquaintance. I know you. They might say something like, we went to different schools together, but there's that resemblance.
That's right.
He said, I know you. They didn't know him, Danny. They did later. But the reason they didn't know him, Bonnie, they wasn't looking for him.
That's right.
The world wasn't looking for him. They thought this thing was over.
Right.
Man, it's just getting started.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah.
That's right.
Man, I'm one of many that's been born again. There's many more maybe going to be before it's over with. But listen, they wasn't looking for him. Hey, listen. Those disciples were terrified. They was afraid. Then Jesus shows up and they thought He was a ghost. Luke 24, 36 and 37. He told them, and I guess the church will be too when He shows up. But He told them, He said, to handle Him. He said, handle me, for a spirit hath not flesh and bones as ye see me have.
Amen.
You want to know what kind of body you're going to have? Hallelujah.
That's right.
They gave Him something to eat. He eat. I like eating.
No.
I'm all about eating. That's why I can't get my belt on now.
Amen.
He gave Him something to eat, my brother. Piece of honeycomb, a piece of broiled fish. But I'm just telling you, He's making Himself known to them. They haven't known this resurrected one that died for them. He told them to handle Him. They still didn't believe in verse number 41. He did eat before them, verse 42. Here's my most important part of this whole message. They gave up on Him. But He didn't give up on them.
Right.
Brother Ed, He didn't say, I'm done with y'all. He just kept working with them. He kept leading them, telling them. Listen, Brother Ed, God never gave up on Adam. Adam messed up.
He messed up big time.
God never gave up on him.
Give up on him.
God never gave up on him. God made some clothes for him. God blessed him and God helped him.
Yeah.
Listen, God never gave up on Noah. Noah might have got drunk. Hey, man, cursed his son. I'll tell you right now, God never gave up on him. Hey, God never gave up on Abraham. Hey, he may have went into Hagar and had Ishmael, but God never gave up on him. Hey, God never gave up on David. A man ever died on earth. Hey, he broke the heart of God. God never gave up on him. Oh, my, you'll read about David. Before David sinned, you know what God did, Miranda? He said, I'm going to make you a sure house, boy.
Yeah.
He might not understand it, but he needed one. I'm glad I got one too.
Amen.
Oh, I know mine may be on fire right now, but I got a sure house, brother.
Amen.
I got a sure house.
Amen, brother.
God never gave up on David.
No, we didn't.
God allowed David to judge himself. Yes. Preacher come to him and told him a story about a man having a little old ewe lamb, and another man, a rich man, had all kinds of lamb. The rich man had a visitor. He went and took the little ewe lamb of that poor man and killed it and made a meal for his friend. David got big and mad, and he said, the man that's done this thing shall surely die. Brother Donnie, the preacher said, you're the man. You read that story. He said, how be it?
Amen.
He said, you're not going to die. Why not? Because God has put away your sin.
Yeah, that's right.
And that little baby died. You know where babies go? Straight to heaven.
Right.
You know why they go to heaven?
Yeah.
Because there's well no law. Sin is not imputed.
Right.
Thank God he took, man, put a big nail in it on the cross. Amen for me.
That's right.
He had to go. It was over his dead body. He had to go through hell to do it.
Yeah.
They can't nobody let no charge against Eddie Wade no more.
Amen.
Because it was paid in full by blood.
Yeah.
For the one that hung on the cross at Calvary, Golgotha, that said, Father, forgive them, they don't know what they do.
Yeah.
I want you to know I had a record. I want you to know, buddy, I had sins. I want you to know, buddy, I was as guilty could be.
Yeah.
But on that cross, he prayed for me. April 27th, he set me free. And I've been free. Amen. Ever since.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Somebody said, I don't understand it. Look, I don't either.
I know.
Why argue with it? He never gave up on me. I saw a few times, Brother Mitchell, he should have.
No, really.
I saw a few times he should have, brother. He should have just said, I've had it. No more, Miranda.
Right.
He don't throw clay away.
No, that's right.
He's still working on me.
Amen.
One of these days, I'm going to be a finished work, buddy. You know what he's going to say? He's going to say that anyway. If I ever have trouble, out of him. He's going to say, I don't have any time to have to visit his house. I don't have any time to have to bust his body.
Yeah.
I'll tell you what, buddy, he come through. We finally got to an understanding. I got through with his big head. And Sarah, he's going to have a little trophy up there. He's going to say, this is my little Sarah right here. He said, I loved her so much.
Yeah.
She's mine.
That's right.
Oh, my.
Amen.
Oh, Eddie, he's going to say, oh, where's the kidney stone? But he's mine. Amen.
Amen.
Never gave up.
Bless him.
Just don't forget. God died for you.
Yes,
the reason he got up, Brother Patrick, is he arose for our justification.
Yes.
Because he lives, I live.
That's
right. If he dies, I die. In him we live, move, and have our being. I'm glad, praise God. I've got somebody praying for me that can never die, that live forever, make intercession for me because I need it. And y'all may fail to pray for me, but praise God, he don't. Amen.
Right.
But oh my, God died for me. And because he died for me, I'm living for him, amen.
Amen. Mm-hmm.
Oh my. Lord, we thank you for this message today. Nobody, including me, may not have got it. But how important it is to remember, Lord, you laid your life down so that we could pick one up. Lord, you gave your life a ransom so we could go free. You paid the debt, Lord, that you did not owe. And Lord, we owed the debt that we could not pay. Thank you, Lord, for the love and mercy, Lord, that was shed abroad at Calvary. Let us never forget, Lord, that you died for us. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
All right, I'll shut up. Get Brother Jerry and Sister Sharon, if she will. Everybody stand and get a verse of invitation on him. You know, I don't know how the Word of God went to you. I like it pretty good. I'm glad, praise God, I'm in that number. It's leaving out one day. But if there's any doubt about whether you're going to leave out or not, right now would be a good time to do something about it. The way things are looking, I don't think this thing's going too much further, amen.